of Ilford captain Sarah Sexton, congratulations.
Thanks so much, Lisa. Yeah, it's been absolutely amazing. It's brilliant. I can't believe it, to be honest. It's just brilliant.
You just got to lift a new trophy on behalf of your teammates who put in a dominant display today.
Yeah, I think they did, in fairness. Now they really gave it everything. I think we started a bit slower, and that was one thing we were kind of afraid of before we started. We'd say it was giving a slow start, but thankfully, like, the girls kind of kept their heads down. They plugged away. They got their couple of points, and we were, I suppose, I won't say comfortable going in at halftime, with a couple of point lead, and that was great, you know, to have that few points ahead or whatever. And then we came out and we decided at halftime we needed to get a goal, like, to really get ahead, and we knew Climber were going to come at us, which they did, like, and so it was great, yeah, to come out with the win. Yeah, brilliant.
A huge defensive performance in the second half.
Yeah, like, they have some superb forwards, like, and that was kind of, I suppose, the mantra for the last couple of weeks. Like, we needed to curtail their forwards, and if we felt if we could do that, you know, we'd be in with a shot, like, and that was the major achievement as well. And the backs were just fantastic there today. They were just immense. I can't believe it. It's brilliant.
You were player of the match against Climber in 2012, but tonight, or today then, to get to lift the cup on their behalf, how did that feel?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, I suppose. I never thought I'd see be able to climb the steps again, but it's amazing to be up there, and it's absolutely fantastic. Yeah, it's great.
Well done. Enjoy.
Thanks a million, Lisa. Thank you.
Milford selector Joe Daly, a massive congratulations on a very dominant display.
Thanks, Lisa, that was brilliant. Not as dominant as you might think, but it was brilliant. The girls were outstanding. They give it all. We had a brilliant start, we had a brilliant finish. It was outstanding. They're great.
Well, I think you're underestimating just how dominant you were, because looking from the sidelines, you were 6 points up at half time. In the second half, your dominance was at the back when Climber came at you.
Yeah, our girls really stood up. Every one of them, they've won the battle. I think we won every individual battle. There wasn't one girl that was found wanting. We knew this morning we were in good form. We were very confident, but we knew that if we did everything right, then we'd be on top. So it was great to come out on top again.
I think you deserve massive credit for nullifying the threat of Brenda Haney there. So I think the first touch she got, she conceded a free because she was so frustrated. She pushed a player out of her way, and that was just a mark of the way the game went for her.
Yeah, John, again, tactics. John, was all this worked out for the last 2 weeks. We concentrated on a few of our key players by not ignoring the rest of them, but we concentrated on a few of the key players, and we knew that if we did, every girl knew they had a job to do, and everyone did it, and when we did it, we were successful.
Yeah, Ashton Thompson went off near the end. Is she all right?
I'm not sure. A couple of weeks. Hopefully it's not too serious. It's a knee. She's probably going to need a couple of weeks off, but we'll examine her when we get back to the hotel. But no, she's okay. It's not as serious as we thought anyway.
Good. Okay. Sarah Sexton lifting that cup there, it's a special, so special.
Yeah, it's a massive achievement for Sarah, for the girls, for the club, three All-Ireland clubs. It's crazy. It's unbelievable to think that a small parish with a bunch of 26 girls, and Sarah couldn't play, so that's 25 girls that we had. But it was a huge occasion, absolutely massive.
Well,
so
done.
It's great. Thanks, Lisa.
More reaction from Milford management. I'm wearing the Bonnishore bib today while John was on football duty. Deirdre Murphy, congratulations.
Thanks very much, Lisa. You know, it's you'd just be delighted for the girls and for all the work they've put in. It's a fantastic achievement to win three Club All-Irelands. It's just, you know, I mean, it's what every team wants to do, but to actually deliver on it three times is an incredible achievement.
They put in a superb performance, really, from 1 to 15, and the girls that came in.
They did. Like, I mean, it's, you know, on All-Ireland final day, we could sit down at half time and say that every girl had won their individual battle up to that point, which is a huge testament to the girls' character. And you know, they were up against really top players, and small margins, maybe a few missed chances before half time, and that second goal, if that had been allowed, the game could have been completely different. So, I mean, they were up against a top class opposition. I don't think the scoreline reflects how good Climber are, so that's even more credit to our players for producing it against really top class opposition.
Because I think it was the pressure Climber were being put under, that the Milford defence weren't giving them an inch when they were trying to pick off points.
Ah, yeah, like Maria Walsh, you know, she had an exceptional player to handle there in Brenda Haney, and she not only handled her, but, I mean, came out, cleared ball, made the right decision all the time. The same Deirdre Hayes, Lisa, they attacked everything, you know, and I think our half back line all year, Vanna and Anya Watson and Elena Reardon, you know, they hoover up the ball, but they still do the dirty work as well. That's, you know, a real combination that's hard to beat.
But you must have been very pleased with how the game plan you obviously employed was working, and, you know,
well,
dominated.
If you have a good full forward line, you try and get the ball into them, and, you know, that probably worked for the first 10-15 minutes, and then they had a sweeper back, and we didn't want to leave Anne-Marie Hayes on her own. Maybe the shape went out for a few minutes, and then we kind of set ourselves up again at half time. But, you know, it's a big pitch out there. The work that our half back, half forward lines, and midfielders had to put in is massive, you know, and it's hard to sustain it over the full 60 minutes. minutes, and maybe the first goal we got, Marie Watson's goal, probably gave everyone the energy they needed to kick on from there again, you know, because we were coming under a lot of pressure at that time.
I spoke with Joe in the preview, Deirdre, and you know, he talked about how you came in to help things out with John's commitments. Yeah. But by the sounds of things, Sarah Sexton paid massive credit to you there in the speech, and you've really enjoyed it.
I really enjoyed it, but also, look, I mean, you know, when you come in like that for a brief period and you know you're successful, you're going to get a lot of plaudits. But I mean, it was John had done all the training with that team and everything, you know, and it was a huge, it was such a beneficial experience for me, and they're such an incredible bunch and an incredible management team that I'd be very slow to take. And it's great to be involved, but it's a very much a collective, and it's lovely to hear nice things said about you, and you'd really appreciate it. But I think, you know, the panel and the group that's behind the team, and even I think the club structure and committee as well, it's very much a collective thing, and I feel lucky to have been part of it.
Great stuff, well done.
Thanks.
Emer Watson, congratulations, another All-Ireland success.
Yeah, I can't believe it. To think a few years ago we were here trying to win one, and today we're back and we're after winning our third in 4 years. Look, it's absolutely fantastic. It's just, look, this is what dreams are made of, and we're absolutely thrilled.
A dream start for you, and at half-time 2-6 points to no, score up. It was a great position.
Yeah, look, we got into the game. We started very well, and I suppose 10 minutes into the middle of the first half, we kind of fell asleep, and they missed a good few chances. They missed a good few frees, and look, we went in at half-time, and we were told, look, if things were going their way, it should have been 7-5 rightfully at half time. But look, their player had an off day at freeze, and we were just thankful for that end of day.
Yeah, your defensive performance, their players at the opposite end of the field really did the business today.
Our backs are just fantastic all year round. Look, they're solid out down there, and if you get a goal off them, look, it was worth it. Like, but yeah, they're absolutely brilliant. They set the platform, and we work from there.
Emer, I know from speaking to a couple of the girls before the match that the defeat last year to Mullia was really driving you this year. Is this as sweet as the first one ever, maybe?
Oh, definitely. Look, last year we were absolutely gutted to lose the All-Ireland semi-final. And look, we just regrouped kind of at the start of the year. And we said, look, we'd aim towards the county. And if we won the county, like 4 in a row county was all we wanted to do, then we won that. And I suppose we said we keep going for Munster, and sure, thankfully everything worked out and we're after winning another All-Ireland.
Can you believe where you are 4 years on from winning that first county, four counties, 4 Munster and 3 All-Ireland?
I know, my God, it just sounds amazing once you say it like that. I suppose it really hasn't sunk in. It's in the next couple of years when we're kind of finished playing that things will actually, I suppose, sink in, and we'll realise what we've done for ourselves and done for the parish. And look, it's absolutely brilliant.
Well done, enjoy the celebration.
Thanks so much. Thanks a million.
Deirdre O'Reilly, congratulations on what has just become your 13th All-Ireland medal.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, it's great. It kind of hasn't sunk in, I suppose. Every game is just another game, but another All-Ireland final, it's brilliant.
Yeah, a third for Milford in 4 years, that's a phenomenal achievement for the club.
Yeah, well, we were very disgusted last year with the way we performed in the semi-final, and we said we'd give it one good run this year and see if we could get there again, and yeah, we did, so we're delighted.
A very dominant display against a quality Climber side that didn't get a chance to get going today.
Yeah, after half time there it was fairly worrying when they got the goal, and we were only up 4 points. It took us a while to get into it in the second half, and even the first half we only got 3 or 4 points at the very start, and then we were very slow after that. But yeah, we kind of dug deep. We got 2 goals there in the middle of the second half, and I suppose they set us up.
Deirdre, I mentioned at the outset it's your 13th All-Ireland final success. Are you unbeaten in Croke Park in finals?
Yeah, it's 13 out of 13, so it's not too bad.
That's a fairly nice return.
Yeah, it's very good. No, it's great. Delighted.
And how much do you think this one means to Milford, especially after last year?
Oh, it's massive. I suppose we've just proven to ourselves that we are the best team in the country for a third time, and it's just brilliant.
And to do so much in 4 years, Deirdre, I mean, you came from your first county success, Munster and All-Ireland, and the amount of titles you've racked up.
Yeah, well, I suppose we've been knocking on the door in the county championship for a long time, and we never managed to get there. And so once we got there, then we got the taste of it, and we haven't let go of the county for the last 4 years or the Munster. And yeah, it's nice to win.
Enjoy those celebrations.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Player of the match, Anna Geary, congratulations.
Thanks very much. It's days like this that make it all worthwhile.
An absolutely brilliant display by Milford today. You were dominant from start to finish.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, really, to me, what stood out was the fact that when any girl came on the pitch, the side wasn't weak. And I think that's the true testament of any good side, is that no matter who's on the field, everybody's giving it 100%. And I mean, right from 1-26 today, we had our heads right. We knew the job to do. And no matter who was in the fray at any given time, they gave it everything.
Yeah, you got a great start, but Climber couldn't buy a score in the first half. And I think a lot of that that came from the pressure you were applying?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose you could say at halftime we were quite lucky as well, because, I mean, they didn't miss some easy points. But, I mean, I suppose we had the pressure on them, and every single time they went for a score, I suppose even their free taker, we'd put them on the back foot all the time, so it didn't allow them a chance to settle. And we also knew at half time that, look, we have to weather the storm in the second half. They were going to throw everything at us, just like we would if we were in their position. And they did. And I suppose for us, really, we weathered the storm and we came out and we got the scores and they counted. They settled us down and we drove on from there.
Yeah, those goals, they were just giving you that cushion then at that stage, that if there was going to be a comeback from Clymer, you were holding it off.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the likes of Laura Stack. I mean, she's so young, and I mean, people would say she's inexperienced, but a seamless transition for the likes of her. And it's what everybody got took heart from that as well, and everybody took heart from all the small things. It wasn't necessarily the scores, it was the blocks and the hooks and it was the harassing. That's what makes it worthwhile, because not everybody can score, but when you get a block down or a hook, that can be just as motivational and inspirational for a team. And I think, you know, we decided that we were going to do the simple things right today from start to finish. They had super talent on their side, but we said you can never beat someone that works harder, and that's what we decided that was going to be our motto today.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much. Thank you.